Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
This Nick Saban rumor, did you...
Yes, I saw it.
Okay. Greg McElroy, he does radio down in Bama, former Bama quarterback, has people close to Nick Saban telling him Saban's going to get back into coaching.
Yeah. It's funny to me because McElroy says, well, somebody told me that he's going to get back into coaching.
He said, I wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't somebody reputable.
Right. And I think the only reputable person, and I doubt she's confiding in Greg McElroy.
Miss Terry?
Would be Miss Terry.
Unless Miss Terry's telling Greg this.
Yeah. Which...
Because he walked away because he didn't like all of the BS around the sport. That BS is very much still there.
Yeah.
And has only grown. It's what we're going to try to fix the sport later in the hour.
I mean, he talked about, and we actually heard him... ask donors at Alabama, like, we need to step up in NIL. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was just a place, and I can't imagine if Nick Saban asked that somebody didn't step up, but maybe there is somewhere else where he can get big money donors to step up and actually have, you know, the ability to pay the best players. I'm just throwing darts at all. I don't think he's coming back. I think he is doing a great job. I love seeing him on TV, College Game Day. Like, it's, I think he's done a tremendous job. I don't know why he would come back.
You wouldn't walk away from something that had the infrastructure you built,
right,
at a place that has the financial resources in Tuscaloosa.
Well, but
to come
again,
back at 73 years old to sit here and negotiate deals with agents of 17, 18, and 19 year olds. He walked away, I thought, for good reason. What does he have left to prove? So what?
I'm That's not to, it. So, I guess, as I think about it and we talk through it, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
I could see why he'd want to come back. I'm sure he misses coaching.
Sure.
I'm sure he misses the competitive side of it. Plus, he sees his buddy, Bill Belichick.
Exactly.
Back in the game.
I mean, Bill Belichick is coaching North Carolina this year. Whoever, ever would have thought that? So, and he's doing it with a 24-year-old girlfriend.
Well,
okay, whoever, ever would have. This is nothing. This would not be surprising at all to me. And plus, Lane Kiffin said he doesn't think he's done, and he said it would be college or NFL.
Well, that's the other note I noted when McElroy said he's going to get back into coaching. He didn't specify. Maybe he had the itch to get back to the NFL and right the wrong for Miami. I don't know. It probably makes more sense.
Maybe it's the only way he can go beat Harbaugh. I'm being, you know, smarmy, like
rubs off on you.
Influenced me. But no, I mean, all of these things are a part of it. And maybe his time in Miami, he would like a do-over, and you know, for the Dolphins. And okay, I learned, it didn't go well. I went back to college football. Obviously, I aced that one. And now he wants a shot at the NFL. I don't know. I think the reason that Bill Belichick is in college is because nobody in the NFL would give him a job, and yes, he just didn't want to be done. Coaching is his life.
Yeah.
So if you take that into context, and I believe just about anybody in college football would give Nick Saban a job.
So, Tom, you had a list of like possible Nick Saban fits in college?
Yeah. So CBS said, okay, if he were to come, if he were to come back, these are the top five. LSU.
Sure. He coached there previously. Yeah. SEC power. It's a big put up or shut up year for Brian Kelly. Okay.
Michigan, number two.
John?
Well, it's a big year for Sharon Moore. And so, I mean,
I think he bought himself a lot of goodwill beating Ohio State last year.
Oh, no question.
At the same time, if you watched last year, you were wondering, bizarre carousel at quarterback, couldn't make a decision there. The offensive line, his position.
Well, I don't know that there was a decision to be made at the quarterback position.
Right, but the way that was conducted was a bit of a circus last year at quarterback, was it not?
Again, because they didn't necessarily have a quarterback.
Right. At the same time, in-game bizarre uses of challenges. I think it was the Indiana game. We're just waiting for him to take a timeout, and it's like he was in brain freeze mode.
One of the reasons,
was some game management stuff that I think for a first-year head coach that caused some concern. Now, we don't bring it up now because he beat Ohio State, and it felt like that kind of settled everything down, and then he made the change at OC, and this is going to be the year where Sharon Moore either is or is not the coach they want him to be.
Right.
So they didn't have a quarterback because their head coach and quarterback the year before didn't want to get somebody in the portal. They wanted to get a national title. That's why Michigan didn't have a quarterback last year, which was stupid. Number three, Florida State.
So Jimbo walked away because he didn't feel like they had enough support there. Right? He didn't like the support at Florida State. They're going to suddenly, and maybe they learn their lesson and they back up a Brinks truck, and it's not just salary for Saban, but it's the whole thing.
Oh, if anybody decides that Nick Saban, we want him to be our next coach, bring in multiple Brinks trucks.
Yeah. Who else is on this list?
Number four, Texas Tech. Like, what is this, Bobby Knight all over again?
No, a lot of money.
They're spending money like it's like they're printing it. And so this is the new age of college football. So if that's what Nick Saban's looking for, is simply I want to go to a university that is going to pay. Right? We know that there's the you know, revenue share. Yeah. That's going to be fixed across college football. How much is going to football, basketball, all that stuff? It doesn't matter. But in NIL, in terms of donors, there's no school right now that is willing to pony up more than what Texas Tech has been doing.
All right, last one, North Carolina. I mean, seriously.
if they fire his buddy, there's no chance that Nick Saban says, okay, yeah, after a year and you fired my buddy, I'm going to go ahead and take that job. I just think on principle he wouldn't.
The best job out there for Nick Saban, if he were to take a job after this season, is the Buffalo Bills, if they don't win the Super Bowl.
Because I remember him talking about it didn't work in Miami, and he wanted Drew Brees, and they couldn't get Drew Brees, and they didn't have a quarterback. And in the NFL, it's not like you can go to the next group of blue chip recruits and bring them in. You're just kind of outside looking in. Well,
if you're
Josh
Buffalo,
Allen would be as good a quarterback.
Yeah, but if you're Buffalo, and if they don't win it, I get you. Maybe, hey, Sean McDermott is taking them as far as he can.
Yeah.
But do you then gamble on a coach that has failed in the NFL already?
It's a three-year thing with Josh Allen in his prime.
This feels very much to me. Now, we didn't have that quarterback. This is a Dan Snyder ownership move. I'm going to bring in this guy to sell a bunch of tickets. We're going to have a brand new stadium. We've got this great shiny, you know, prize at quarterback. I find it very hard to believe that Buffalo would go that route.
Something to chew on. I don't know how real it is. Again, a source close to Saban. Unless it's Miss Terry or Nick himself, nobody knows what the hell's going on there.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.